This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Lots of great things happening in Trump land today. The Muslim coalition of the Democratic Party is under fire. Crazy people, man. Just crazy people. This congresswoman from Minnesota, I said she was problematic. I said that her and the one from Minnesota and Michigan, were the two worst mistakes in the history of United States politics, and I was right. We'll get to that in just a second. Let me mention some breaking news. A federal judge declines to block the citizenship question for the 2020 census. A federal judge ruled late Friday she is unconvinced of an immediate need to block a citizenship question from the 2020 census over privacy concerns. U.S. District Judge Dabney Friedrich declined to issue a preliminary injunction requested by Privacy and Civil Liberties nonprofit group, the Electronic Privacy Information Center. The group argued that the U.S. Census Bureau was required to complete a privacy impact assessment before Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross announced the addition of the question. In response, the government acknowledged it's required to update its privacy impact assessments, but must do so before collecting census responses rather than before deciding what questions would appear. So for the moment, the citizenship question is on the ballot, on the, census. The other big news today that you won't hear on the evening news is that Trump's approval at Rasmussen hit 52%. Where do you get that in the real news? That wouldn't even be on the cover of my newspaper, the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Nobody wants to tell you that Trump is immensely popular, probably record-setting popular, with people who are born in the United States. I'm sure there's lots of people that don't like him. I think it's 52-47. 52 approved, 47 against. I'm sure that 47 is filled with felons, illegal aliens, and welfare addicts, but pretty much everybody who pays into the system loves Donald Trump, and that's why he's at 52%, and he's winning 52-47. He'd win by a landslide if the election were held today. His approval number jumped 9%. So in other words, it was 43% 10 days ago. So in the last 10 days and his State of the Union address, his popularity jumped dramatically. And he's now well above Barack Obama at the same time. What do I tell you? I tell it to you all the time. I told you so. By the way, right now, he's in El Paso. Thousands of supporters line up to see Trump in El Paso. Hundreds arrive 24 hours early. 75,000 request tickets for an 8,000-seat arena. By the way, that was my idea, was to hold the State of the Union at the border, and you'd have thousands and thousands of supporters, tens of thousands. This isn't even the State of the Union. It's just a speech after the State of the Union. 75,000 request tickets for an 8,000-seat arena. And this is happening in El Paso, Texas, on the border. Amazing. And now we get to the big news of the day. So Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, remember, she won on the strength of the Somali vote in Minnesota. They've basically taken over the state of Minnesota. Hundreds of thousands of Somali immigrants, God knows if they're legal or not legal, but what they are is Somali, Muslim, American voters now. And it's really sad, because look at what they elected. Look at the aberration they elected. She posts another anti-Semitic tweet and follows up with a hook-nosed Jewish retweet. Anti-Jewish Democrat lawmaker Ilhan Omar attacked pro-life Catholic Covington high school boys after they were viciously smeared by the liberal Trump-hating media. Omar attacked the boys by defending the racist black Israelite group who was hurling insults at the children. Omar believed the boys were taunting the five black racists And in reality, the exact opposite has proved to be true. The black Israelites have a history of attacking Jews and gays. Ilhan Omar supported the radical activists over the Catholic Boys. She called for a lenient sentence against an ISIS supporter in Minnesota 3 years ago in 2016. She blamed the United States for the Al-Shabaab attack at the Kenyan Mall, killing 70 people. And on Sunday, she tweeted out another anti-Semitic attack. She responded to author Glenn Greenwald's indirect criticism of Israel. And you have to understand, Glenn Greenwald is another anti-Semite in an anti-Semitic country, England, writing for an anti-Semitic communist newspaper, The Guardian. And he tweeted basically that it's stunning how much time U.S. political leaders spend defending a foreign nation, Israel, even if it means attacking free speech of Americans, to which Ilhan Omar responded with an anti-Semitic slur. She said it's all about the Benjamins, baby. Then she followed up by retweeting something about a hook-nosed Jew. And it didn't work out very well for Ilhan Omar. That was the end of her. Pelosi and Democratic leaders condemn her for her anti-Semitic language. When you've got anti-Semitic language blamed by the Democratic Party on you, you know it's bad. Nancy Pelosi, Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, other Democratic House leaders issue a joint statement condemning comments made over Twitter by Congressman Ilhan Omar. In an unprecedented rebuke under the new Congress, House Democratic leaders on Monday roundly condemned Ilhan Omar for statements about supporters of Israel that were widely viewed as anti-Semitic and called on her to apologize. Anti-Semitism must be called out, confronted, and condemned wherever and whenever it's encountered without exception. The statement said, we are and will always be strong supporters of Israel and Congress because we understand our support is based on shared values and strategic interests. Legitimate criticism of Israel's policies is protected by the values of free speech and democratic debate the United States and Israel share, but Congressman Omar's use of anti-Semitic tropes and prejudicial accusations about Israel's supporters is deeply offensive. We condemn these remarks. As Nancy Pelosi and the House Democratic leadership, we call upon Congressman Omar to immediately apologize for these hurtful comments. But keep in mind, Nancy Pelosi put her, a Muslim with a hatred for Jews and a hatred for Israel, on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Wow. It's shocking to hear a member of Congress invoke the anti-Semitic trope of Jewish money, Representative Elliot Engel said earlier on Monday. This followed Representative Jerry Nadler. These are all Jewish Democrats, by the way. He said it's deeply disappointing and disturbing to hear Ilhan Omar's choice of words in her exchange with a journalist yesterday, wherein she appears to traffic in old anti-Semitic tropes about Jews and money. Her words are deeply hurtful and offensive, particularly as they build on a previous comment she made about Jews hypnotizing the world in support of Israel. She is the first Somali-American woman ever elected to Congress, and she touched off controversy when she responded to a tweet by journalist Glenn Greenwald criticizing House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy for urging action against Omar and Rashida Tlaib, Democrat, Michigan, another Muslim, for allegedly anti-Semitic remarks. Guys, this isn't difficult. I'm not saying anything bad. I've never criticized an entire religion. All I could tell you is that there's a hatred going back thousands of years between Jews and Muslims, and you've got two Muslim congresswomen now in Congress, elected to Congress from deeply Muslim districts, and they just don't seem to like Jews or Israel. I don't think that's reaching much to say that. It's part of the historic hatred between Jews and Muslims that we'd all like to get rid of. But they're not nice people, these two. And they were big mistakes. They're just horrible. I mean, they belong in the Iranian parliament or the Iranian Congress. They're like crazy, radical Muslims who put a sticker that says Palestine over Israel on the map behind her. I think that was the other congresswoman, not even this freshman Muslim congresswoman from Minnesota. I believe it's the one from Michigan. I believe it's the one from Michigan who called Trump a mother bleeper. They're deeply, deeply mentally ill, disturbed, anti-American, anti-Jew legislators, and this is the Democratic Party of today. And her tweet was so bad, her AIPAC tweet, she sparked condemnation from Chelsea Clinton. Chelsea Clinton! Wow. Even Chelsea Clinton attacked her. So you know she's done something wrong here. She crossed the line. Democratic Representative Omar then immediately apologizes for Israel comments and in her apology calls out the problematic role of AIPAC in the NRA. Never says anything about all the Democratic lobbyists who hate America and hate Israel, but she's worried about AIPAC and the NRA, the problematic role of lobbyists in our politics. I wonder what lobbyist money she took. I'm sure she took money from Planned Parenthood that aborts babies, including trades in baby parts, and wants to abort them till the moment they're born or after. I'm sure she took money from the environmental climate change wackos. I'm sure she took money from people who want to ban fossil fuels and gasoline for the rest of all time so we can walk or ride mules or donkeys or horses with a cart for the rest of our lives. She says, I apologize, but I reaffirm the problematic role of lobbyists in our politics, whether it be AIPAC, the NRA, or the fossil fuel industry. Oh, that's wild. That's rich, isn't it? That's just rich. What an apology. In her apology, she managed to bash all the groups that support the Republican Party and Israel. And Steve Scalise, who was shot by a liberal whack job, calls on Democrats to remove anti-Semite Ilhan Omar from the Foreign Affairs Committee. Of course. Why would you? And who jumps in to defend her? Women's March leader Linda Sarsour, who hates Jews, hates Israel, anti-Semite lowlife, jumps in to defend fellow anti-Semite Democrat Ilhan Omar. Remember, again, I want to point out she called for a lenient sentence against an ISIS supporter in Minnesota 3 years ago. She blamed the U.S. for an al-Shabaab attack at a Kenyan mall. Wow. And then Linda Sarsour weighs in. She said, I will not be silent in the face of attacks, harassment, and targeted policing of a speech from a black Muslim woman elected official, our sister Ilhan Omar, or Ilhan Omar, in the name of combating anti-Semitism, she wrote on Facebook. Isn't the Democratic Party lovely? What a group. Yuck! Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fordham is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hello, Ted from Russell Stover here.
Listen, guys, we are great at a lot of things. Memorizing football stats, brewing craft beer, mounting TVs. But remembering Valentine's Day? Not so much. Luckily, I'm here to remind you to get your Valentine chocolates from Russell Stover. Just swing by the store, grab a heart-shaped box, and give it to someone special. Easy enough? Good. Because that's all you gotta do. Just, don't forget. Russell Stover. Make happy.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil synthetics. Terms apply.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, on USA Radio Network. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, I love this country, capitalist evangelist. I love capitalism, American-made and proud of it. You can only fight a war like this in the good old U.S. of A. I'm a warrior for God, guns, gold, tax cuts, term limits, Trump, and that tall, wonderful wall. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for citizens and taxpayers, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and the great Edward Stoltz gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio, the great Fred Weinberg. Thank you, Fred, for syndicating me nationwide. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, that's FTMR. Find out more at FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. You can call me anytime, 833-WAR-TALK, but especially in the third hour when we're nationwide on on Newsmax TV, 833-927-8255. You can find me on TV at DirecTV, Dish TV. Remember, I'm on Newsmax TV at 8 o'clock Eastern. Then it repeats every day at 1 p.m. You can find me at DirecTV, Dish TV. Cable carriers like Fios, UVerse, Comcast, Xfinity. You can find me at Newsmax TV live at 8 o'clock Eastern. YouTube live at 8 o'clock Eastern. Roku. Or you can find me on radio at usaradio.com or the TuneIn app. And just type in KBDT and you got me live. Or the Spreaker app. Or iHeartRadio on demand 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Lots of ways to reach Wayne Root. All right. In just the last 2 weeks, the Democratic Party welcomes blackface, KKK bigots, alleged rapist, and the open anti-Semite into positions of power. What a week. What a week. You got Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam caught in a blackface KKK photo from his medical school yearbook. This is after promoting infanticide, meaning killing an infant after birth. And now he renounced he's going to be the moral compass of the Democratic Party, and he's going to fight for black reparations. I mean, this is hilarious. Black reparations. Why? He's going to give away all kinds of money to black people so that they don't fire him as the governor. It's just a pure bribe. And then we find out Attorney General Mark Herring posed in blackface at the college party. How do we know? He announced it before anyone else would out him. This is after he criticized the governor for appearing in blackface. Then we found out the lieutenant governor was accused of sexual assault and rape by two different women. And then on Sunday, open anti-Semite congresswoman, Representative Ilhan Omar, or I think it's Ilhan Omar, lashed out at Jews in an anti-Semitic tirade. This is today's Democratic Party. Kevin McCarthy says Democrats may be silent on anti-Semitism, but Republicans will take action. Members of the Democratic caucus have increasingly and alarmingly used anti-Semitic language, which has no place in the halls of this Congress and undermines the shared values and unbreakable bonds between the United States and Israel, McCarthy said. A guest columnist, by the way, she's repeatedly retweeted and tweeted remarks against Jews, Israelis, and members of Congress supportive of Jews in Israel. A guest columnist identified as Tlaib wrote for anti-Semite Louis Farrakhan's newspaper, The Final Call. Farrakhan has said white people deserve to die, compared Jewish people to termites, and called Adolf Hitler a very great man. Kevin McCarthy says House Democratic leadership continues to be silent as Americans from both sides of the aisle condemn the rhetoric and pattern of behavior. In the face of that abdication of leadership, Republicans will take action this week to ensure the House speaks out against this hatred and stands with Israel and the Jewish people. He called Democrats remaining silent on the issue supportive of anti-Semite remarks. Nancy Pelosi has not said a word. So that means she's supportive of these actions. See, and that's why, obviously, why Pelosi then came out and condemned her own congresswoman. I mean, that's unheard of, right? But she did it because she had no choice. She was embarrassed by Kevin McCarthy. New Gallup polls out, 42 million Hispanics, Latinos, want to come to the United States. They're watching to determine exactly what we're going to do about the wall. He says 42 million Latin Americans and 158 million people worldwide currently want or plan to migrate to the United States. This is the Democrats' favorite dream. Am I allowed to say that word, what kind of a dream it is? Maybe not. No, all right, we'll call it a drizzly rain dream. It's the Democrats' drizzly rain dream. They are so happy if the whole country fills up with illegals and foreigners who hate America and don't know anything about the Constitution, what they know of, they hate. And hate Jews, and hate Israel, and hate capitalism. Oh, they love that. Here's your typical Democrat. A newspaper cartoonist got fired today. Writes cartoons all over the country. Wiley Miller. He put in the corner of his latest cartoon that Donald Trump should F himself. Beautiful.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump will be holding one of his Make America Great Again rallies in El Paso, Texas on Monday. The president hopes to boost support for his border wall after talks between Democrats and Republicans over the weekend broke down regarding a new immigration bill. Trump 2020 senior advisor Laura Trump says there's a reason why the president chose El Paso.
El Paso is a great example of a city where they have a wall. You have since seen crime fall. If you talk to the residents of El Paso, they feel incredibly safe.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar says she's sorry for remarks made about Israel and Republicans. The Minnesota Democrat implied that Republican support for Israel is motivated by donations from a prominent pro-Israel lobby. Omar said she never intended to offend her constituents or Jewish Americans as a whole. And your final numbers at the closing bell on Wall Street. The Dow fell 53 points to close at 2553. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ted from Russell Stover again. Look, I thought we talked about this already. Valentine's Day is getting close, really close, and you still haven't done anything about it. It's time to put down the dumbbells or the tongs or the video game controller and pick up the Russell Stover heart-shaped box full of chocolates. Valentine's Day is this Thursday, so there is still time, but not much. Please, don't forget. Go! Go now! Russell Stover. Make happy.
Make your tax refund go further at Lumber Liquidators President's Day Flooring Sale. Get waterproof flooring up to 40% off. All laminate on sale up to 40% off. Even new AquaSeal water-resistant styles. Or get premium Bellawood solid hardwood from only $369. And let our installation team do the work for you. With special financing and our best price guarantee, you get a quality floor at the best value. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a location.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, Cinegenics, the sponsor of this segment of the show and the show itself. Thank you, Cinegenics. They sponsor both my national TV show and my national radio show. And what I think is so effective and compelling about having me tell my story for Cinegenics is the fact that because my two parents died of cancer 28 days apart, I've been a fitness fanatic, a health fanatic, an organic food fanatic, a vitamin fanatic my entire life. You know, and I thought I knew everything about health and fitness and longevity. I read all the books. I combed through all the online articles. And I worked out 2 hours a day every day. And I just really thought when I walked into Cenogenics, they tell me I'm the poster boy for the healthiest 50-year-old, you know, they'd ever seen in their life. I was 56. I thought, you know, anyone in their 50s, nobody was healthier than me. You know what I found out? I had all kinds of problems. And I was able to reverse them because of Cenogenics. And now I really am in great shape, and that's one heck of a compelling story. If a guy who eats organic, pops 100 vitamins a day, and works out 2 hours a day wasn't healthy, what the hell is your chance? I'm living proof that 99% of all male CEOs over the age of 50 are in big trouble but don't know it yet. So give them a call, 888-YOUNGER, get a free no-obligation consultation. Let them change your life the way they did mine. Let them make you great again the way they made me great again. Trump makes America great again. Cenogenics makes Americans great again, one American at a time. 888-YOUNGER, 888-YOUNGER, as in the opposite of older, or go to Cenogenics.com for your free no-obligation consultation. Cenogenics, C-E-N-E, G-E-N-I-C-S.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. All right, we've got our guest here. I'm never quite sure how to pronounce his last name. Boris Epstein, I'll say. When he gets on, we'll find out. Chief political analyst at Sinclair Broadcast Group. Former special assistant to President Trump. Follow him at Twitter, at Boris Epp, Boris E-P. Sign up for his new newsletter at breakfastwithboris.com, breakfastwithboris.com. Boris, is it Epstein? Epstein? I'm never quite sure how to pronounce
his
last name.
Hey, you got it right. It's Epstein. You got it right, my man.
Epstein. Okay. All right, cool. I'm a fellow Jewish Republican and fellow Jewish Trump supporter. So it's kind of interesting that we booked you for today, because what's in the news? You know, we've got these two freshman Democratic congresswomen who are Muslim. One is Palestinian, the other is Somali. And they just seem to be the most anti-Semitic Jew haters and Israel haters in the history of American politics. We've never elected anyone like this who's so outwardly, openly anti-Jewish and anti-Semitic. And oh, my God, the comments
they're
making.
Well, let's say definitely not in the last 50 years or so. I mean, you know,
oh, you think a long time ago there were people that bad? I didn't think we ever had anyone like that.
Well, I think, you know, I think if you go back to the 19th century and some folks, and, you know, the terrible way that Jews have been treated around the world, and then, you know, there is some history there, even in the 30s when the Holocaust was happening, of some folks who used to work at the FDR and the Roosevelt administration.
Yeah, Kennedy, Joseph Kennedy, yeah, he was anti-Semitic. But Joseph, I don't remember Kennedy, any people in Congress saying the kind of things. You know, remember in those days when FDR was president, Boris, you know, you never heard from Joseph Kennedy. It's like, you know, people on the inside knew, but the public never got a speech from Joe Kennedy, the Jews are bad. This is pretty unique to America's history, to have people so anti-Semitic, one with a, you know, Somali background, one with a Palestinian, it's pretty bad. That you'll agree with.
There's no doubt that it's bad. It cannot be minimized. You know, today information came out that Rashida Tlaib, the congresswoman from Michigan, seemingly wrote an op-ed for Louis Farrakhan's publication. Louis Farrakhan, of course, the hateful anti-Semite, the current head of the Nation of Islam. So there's something going on within the Democrat Party. And yes, you know, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar today came out and apologized unequivocally, but still sort of equivocally apologized. And even, you know, on Twitter, people like Congressman Richard Schiff, he's out there saying, well, you know, this is bad, but Republicans are bad too. And also, here's the deal. When Stephen King, the congressman from Iowa, you know, said his hateful things, he made a mistake. He shouldn't have said what he said to the New York Times. And he's had a long list of comments that I disagree with that I think are hateful. He was stripped of his committee assignments. Ilhan Omar, as of right now, unless I'm wrong, is still
she's on the Foreign Affairs Committee, right?
Right, she's on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. So, you know, it's one thing for Democrats and Nancy Pelosi and all of them to be putting out statements, but they should be putting their actions where their mouth is, money where their mouth is, and strip Ilhan Omar of her committee assignments, because that is what Republicans did with Stephen King, and that's the right thing to do. So I'm not, you know, apologies are nice, but actions are what really matters.
All right, so you got involved in a little dispute with AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Today, actually, tell us what happened. Something about you responded to a tweet from an AOC parody account, I guess thinking it was her. Tell us what happened.
So I did, yes. I'm pretty active on Twitter, at Boris EP, as graciously mentioned, as my Twitter account. And so, you know, this morning I was just going through Twitter, and if you scroll through Twitter, you can't always see the whole handle. So it was just at AOC Press, and it said that something to the effect of, you know, we will not allow President Trump to pull us out of the IMDb treaty and push us toward war or something like that. It's exactly what you'd expect for her to say. And, you know, you would expect for her to say that. So my mistake, I responded. I said, the Democrats' messaging on Russia has been absolutely confused, which is the truth. One moment they're saying the president is a puppet of Russia. So the next they're saying he's being too tough on Russia by pulling out of the treaty. And I said the treaty is INF, not IMDb. Again, both mistakes, both points are something you would expect for her to say. And then it got back to her, and then she tweeted something back at me that had a grammatical mistake in it. It said T instead of there. So kind of proving my point. And then I responded by saying, hey, I got it. It was a parody account, but most things she says, most of her insane ideas and proposals read like a parody account. I mean, getting rid of airplanes, rebuilding all the buildings in America, you know, getting rid of all cars. So most of the things she says read like a parody account. So sorry, I'm not sorry that something that was ludicrous on the internet really made sense that it was coming from her, because that's the way the account showed up.
All right, got it. Yeah, you're in a little tweet battle with her, I'm sure. See, I don't even look. She may have tweeted me, because I tweet about her all the time, and I talk about her all the time on Newsmax TV, and I've said she's a combination of insane, ignorant, and like a little schoolgirl. And the reason she wore white at the State of the Union is because her and her gals were just out of Bellevue Mental Institution. They're just nutty. She may have answered back, because I'm trying to get her attention with at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on tweet. So I just don't check what anybody says about me. That's the thing. I have no time to look,
AOC.
You know? Hmm?
It's just at AOC.
Yeah, whatever it was. I found it. No, I tweeted to the right place. Believe me. She's well aware of what I had to say. I don't look to see if anyone answers me. I have no idea because I don't have time. I just don't have the time. But she may have answered me, too. But you and I are doing a good job trying to knock her down, because that's what needs to be done.
I'll be straight with you. Like, you know, my perspective is, you know, she's an elected official. She deserves some level of respect. But she's putting out proposals that are ludicrous and insane and are bad for this country. Socialism doesn't work. I actually wrote in my newsletter. I put out a newsletter, as you mentioned, Breakfast with Boris. Go to breakfastwithboris.com to sign up every morning, 6 a.m., 5 items to keep an eye on. I wrote in it that I've come from a country where I know what socialism is. I was born in Russia. I know how bad socialism and communism are. So we don't want that here. We don't want Venezuela here. What she's proposing is untenable. It's ludicrous. It's insane. And, you know, I'm willing to go to battle for it with her real account, her parody account, whatever account. I'll go to battle to prove that her ideas are wrong.
Yeah, the happiest guy has got to be Keith Ellison, because he looks actually sane by comparison. And she's taking him out of the headlines.
Don't give him so much credit.
Well, she's taking him out of the headlines. You know, no one's talking about him anymore. He's only the attorney general of Minnesota. What a disgrace.
Minnesota, I know.
Ugh, terrible, terrible.
I feel bad for the Jewish people of Minnesota that they have an anti-Semite and a Farrakhan lover as their attorney general. Can you believe that?
Yeah,
I mean,
what
world are we living in?
I don't understand the Jewish people. Look, I'm Jewish, Boris, and it's insane that Jews see all this and vote Democrat and don't like Trump when he's the greatest pro-Jew president in the history of America. No one's ever done more for Israel than Trump. Why would Jews be 80%, 75% Democrat in the last election and even more so in the midterms just now? It was worse. I think they were 75 for Hillary, and I believe I read 80% in the midterms of Jews voted Democrat. That's crazy.
It could be inertia. It could be just, you know, self-delusion. But the reality is that, you know, if you talk to some of the folks, Jewish, Republican Jewish folks in D.C. around the country, it was always a pipe dream to move the embassy to Jerusalem. The president got it done in less than 2 years. The president recognized Jerusalem as the capital of Israel in less than 2 years. He came in and said, hey, I ran on this. I'm going to get it done. No, presidents have been promising this for ages. He got it done. Support, you know, for Israel in the Middle East is now unequivocal. And yet, you know, the people are conjuring up these images of the president as being somehow, you know, not friendly to the Jewish people. It's ludicrous. He's, as you said, the most pro-Israel, pro-Jewish president we've ever had. And it's good for this country, because Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East. It's a beacon of freedom in the Middle East. And it's a key ally for us in the Middle East. So it's a strategic and policy win for us to have Israel be strong.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's just a fact. I state facts on my shows, and I let the facts fall where they may, and if someone doesn't like it, I really don't care. There's no negative to letting Jews into your country, ever. I mean, Jews are nice people. They're hardworking people. They pay taxes. They're not illegals in any country in the world. You can't compare them like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez did. She compared Jewish people escaping the Holocaust to the people coming into America right now who are all illegally coming in, want welfare and food stamps and free everything, free medical for the rest of their lives. They want to qualify for Social Security. And I just hate those comparisons. It's just not the same, man. Jews are wonderful people, man.
The Holocaust is what it is.
Hey, Boris, can you hang with us through the break and I grab you on the other side?
How long?
It's a 4-minute break and then I'll keep you for just one question. I just want to see what you predict Trump will do on that February 15th deadline with the wall.
All right, thumbs up.
Hang in there, Boris. We'll be right back. Boris Epstein, Wayne Allyn-Root, Warren Al, USA Radio Network. Remember, coming up in the third hour, Newsmax TV, now 80 million homes strong. And I've got the number one show on Newsmax TV with Bill O'Reilly with me three nights a week. I interviewed him earlier today. The interview will be at the top of the 8 o'clock East Coast hour. Wayne Root and Bill O'Reilly, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, coming up. Boris Epstein, more in a minute.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn-Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions are exclusions may apply.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root with holdover guest Boris Epstein, chief political analyst at Sinclair Broadcast Group, former special assistant to President Trump. You can follow him at Twitter, at Boris Epp, Boris Epp, E-P, or sign up for his newsletter, breakfastwithboris.com, breakfastwithboris.com. Boris, how are you?
Good, my friend. Good. Good to be back.
All right, let's finish up. We wanted to just quickly ask you about the February 15th deadline. Will there be another government shutdown, or will President Trump declare a national security emergency to fund the wall, which, by the way, Boris, was my idea, which I sent to President Trump in November, had it hand-delivered to him, and he put it in his breast pocket. One of my buddies, Lee at Mar-a-Lago, gave him my column, a nationwide syndicated column, which said, declare a national security emergency. You have the right to do it and grab the money from the military budget, go over Congress's head. Do you think he'll do it finally?
So, listen, I think it's a good idea. If you declare a national emergency, there's almost up to 10 different pockets you could pull from, coffers you could pull from in the federal government. I mean, listen, it is important for your viewers to know $7 billion is one-tenth of 1% of anticipated federal spending in 2019.
It's nothing.
One-tenth of 1%. It is a very low number. So my anticipation is I don't see necessarily a deal coming out in the next 4 days. Tough to see that. And then I think it's likely and very possible that the president does use his emergency powers, which, as a lawyer who studied the Constitution and constitutional law, I'll tell you, he's absolutely empowered to do. It's within his rights as the executive under the Youngstown Steel case, a Supreme Court case. So I think he's fully in his rights, and I think he should do that if the Democrats are not going to come to the table and participate.
So, and that would avoid the government shutdown, correct? I mean, if you declare a national security emergency, it has nothing to do with the government. You can let the employees keep working, and nobody has to lose their pay.
Correct. I mean, it's obviously, if you declare a national emergency, then the executive branch finds the funding, and the funding is there for the wall. And there you go. And then you no need to shut down the government. Then Congress could pass an appropriations bill that takes care of everything else, and off you go.
And Democrats sue, and of course it gets tied up in court for a couple of years, unless you can get an expedited decision by the Supreme Court. That's the key here.
Well, what you could probably be able to do is that the Democrats will file suit just like they did with the ban, with the early travel ban.
Travel ban.
But then what you would do is you would request a stay from a circuit court, and if they don't give it, you go to the Supreme Court. And so while this works through the courts, you're allowed to have the money. If they do, if there's not a stay, then you wait for it to work through the courts. I think it could actually work its way through in 1 year, not necessarily two, because you ask for it to be expedited, and something like this executive mm-hmm. powers generally is.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw that with the travel, with the travel policies, it did go to the Supreme Court in terms of the stay. The Supreme Court said no. the policy could be implemented while it works its way through the courts.
All right. Boris, thank you for sharing a little extra time with us. Boris Epstein, chief political analyst at Sinclair Broadcast Group. You can follow him at Twitter, at Boris Epp, E-P, or sign up for his newsletter at breakfastwithboris.com. Boris, have yourself a great day.
Wayne, good talking to you. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. My pleasure. Thanks for coming on. All right. So, you know, when I before Boris came out, I was talking about this newspaper cartoonist who was just fired, putting a hidden message in the corner of his cartoon that Trump should go F himself. And he spelled out, you know, the way you spell F. It's a Pennsylvania newspaper, and they dumped syndicated cartoon non sequitur because it contained a message telling President Trump to go screw himself. How about I put it that way? Except the real word. Cartoon ran Sunday. It ran in the Butler Eagle. The profane comment was hidden in the lower right corner. A sharp-eyed Butler Eagle reader alerted the newspaper of what appears to be a vulgar shot at President Trump, and it will cost the cartoonist his place in Eagle Sunday Comics. I'm sure that's a big loss. Butler Eagle. What do they pay him? $12.22? Wiley Miller, who drew the non-sequitur cartoon strip, urged his readers to find the message. Some of my sharp-eyed readers have spotted a little Easter egg. Can you find it, he wrote, on Twitter Sunday? His message says, we fondly say, go F yourself, President Trump. In other words, go screw yourself. The newspaper and other publications claimed they were tricked into running the comments because they had no opportunity to remove it, even if they had discovered it before distribution. He told the Pittsburgh City paper that dropping the cartoon had nothing to do with Trump, but with publishing the F word in our family publication. Of course it didn't have anything to do with Trump, right? The F word bothered them, but not the F word towards Trump. They probably couldn't have even cared less. When we get back, I'm going to talk to you about New Jersey voters furious. The governor prepares to sign a rain tax into law. When it rains, they'll tax you. If you have asphalt, they'll tax you. It doesn't matter what crazy idea they come up with to part you from your money. When you vote Democrat, you're throwing your money away. It's like throwing your money in a fireplace. Light it up. All right. Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Christian health sharing organization, alternative to traditional health insurance. There's no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I put my kids on it. It's my third year. Save $18,000 a year in premiums. So at the end of this third year, I'll have saved $54,000. Could you use an extra $54,000? Three doctor visits last year, all free. All free, not even a copay. Liberty HealthShare considered them wellness visits. Didn't charge me. Starts at $107 a month for a single, $449 a month for a family. That's my cost, but I'm loving it. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. It's 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. Go to lightyourliberty.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you. I give it my highest recommendation. It is my new version of health insurance for 3 years, and they are great.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Right.